Monday Morning Cracks! What's up, everybody?
Everybody out there in Runner and Gunnerland?
What's up, everybody in the world?
Yeah! How you guys doing out there? Hopefully all right. We know you had a crazy weekend. We know you had a lot of fun out there because Halloween was this past week. And we know that you went trick-or-treating and got a lot of candy and had a lot of fun. So, I mean,
we got a message.
Oh, really? Already?
All right. So this message.
What does it say?
Is from someone named Little Looney the Simp.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
Lunar Looney.
We'll just call him that.
Oh, Moon Man. Oh, Mr. Moonlight.
He says, yo, bro, what's up? Do you want to go to Korean barbecue? Well, Little Looney, we're going to have to say no.
It's very early, and I mean, Korean barbecue does sound tempting, but how are you going to eat Korean barbecue for breakfast? I mean, that just doesn't sound good to me.
How are you going to enjoy dinner with the Little Looney?
Yeah, you can't. You got to be Looney to hang out with Looney. Even though Looney is a cool name, we're not knocking the name, but just this person in perspective. I mean, in his own world, he's thinking Korean barbecue for breakfast. Man, Looney is so Looney that he hasn't even slept. And so I would probably decline
Looney,
that.
Looney, you need to wake up. Oh, wait, hold on. I misread it. It says Little Lenny.
Oh,
the Simp.
Oh, I get it. For sure, cancel that one. No reservations for you, sir.
Cancel that one. All right, everybody. Canceled. On to our subject.
So what's going on, everybody out there? Hopefully you guys are feeling fine. We love all you Lennies out there. We love all you ladies out there. And we just want you guys to have a beautiful Monday morning. You know, drive safe. Get to where you got to get to, whether it's work, whether it's this or that or the other.
Work.
Get to it.
Your Monday is full of work.
It sure is. It sure is. All of them.
And you will work hard.
Work hard.
Because those who work hard get handsomely rewarded.
Oh, yeah, you do.
And so we're telling you that you need to listen to the Runner and Gunner podcast every Monday morning. Tell your friends about it because, let me tell you, the TV is poisoning your mind, except for the good stuff like the Runner and Gunner podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Just listen up, everybody.
Listen up.
Are these things poison to your ears or are they fruits? Fruits of beauty.
Fruits of beauty.
Freaking tender love and care.
Nature's cake, baby.
Joy and happiness.
Candy for your brain.
Silver elation.
We are
the
condiments
of
life. We are the necessity to your Mondays.
Yes, we are.
We're necessities.
We're a block in your everyday life because we're here for you.
Yes,
we
are.
The working man.
The working woman. Who work hard, both of you, you know, ladies and gentlemen.
Provide some comedy. Provide some laughs. Some happiness, some smiles.
Good times.
Get your Monday going.
Great times.
Properly, because if you could have a great Monday,
then you could have a great life. And speaking of having great lives, what we got to do is keep having our great lives and continuing our great lives in greatness on the road to successfulness. And that's what we're telling everybody out there. We just want you guys to be successful, whether you're a Lenny, a non-Lenny, whatever you are, be successful and be good at what you love to do the most. And make babies.
All right, everybody. Today, we will be talking about a very
sensitive,
controversial,
hurtful subject. Yeah, it could hurt. It could hurt really bad.
And you're going to know because it's going to hurt you as soon as it leaves my lips.
Oh, man.
We're talking about.
Let it out. I can't do it.
We're talking about.
I can't say it, but you can. Try it. Come on. It's okay.
Let me take a sip.
Yeah, you gotta have at least a sip of whatever that delicious that soda stuff is.
All right, here it is.
Ah, me too.
Losing saved data.
Yuck! All right, shake it off. It's okay.
And also losing saved game data.
Woo! What about losing your full memory card?
What about losing everything?
What about your game just crashing and dying?
It feels like you lost everything when you lose some saved game data. And
yeah.
We're not talking about 5 minutes of saved game data. If you feel my drift, you catch my drift, you know?
Yeah, you know, we're talking about hours and hours of hard work and effort put into these games.
A full night.
24, 30 hours.
Before grandma comes to the door, knocks off the cable cord, and you didn't save a thing.
No.
Before your baby daughter jumps on the system and it crashes.
Crunch.
Before your best friend kicks open the front door, comes into your house and turns off the system. And you spent all night long playing, farming, harvesting this video
game. Creating and creating. Oh, hours of man labor, finger man labor.
That's and I'm not talking about chicks.
But just putting your thumbs in work and your index and your middle fingers.
If you created something like a castle, say, on Minecraft or a fortress on Dragon Quest or a city in Fallout 4. If you created this whole elaborate city that's intricate and developed.
20 years in Sims.
Oh,
you went 20 years straight and never unplugged it.
Are you saying that not only losing a couple hours of saved data, but losing
years
of saved data?
Years of life.
Years of, oh man, I got a tear in my eye.
Whew, I know, it's rough. It's a rough thing. But it is a thing that we have all experienced. So it's messed up when you lose that saved data because you worked hard for this saved data. How hard did you work? You put your time, your effort. I'm saying you battled bosses. You went through it all. All to lose it? Man, that makes me lose it.
That makes me
sad.
I'm
losing my freaking mind here.
That makes me sad.
Yeah, it is sad. It's a sad, it's a whole process of it is sad because what are you working for? To get to the certain, to the next level or to
farming, harvesting, to building your character.
Building your character. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
You're creating. That's like you're chiseling out marble.
Uh-huh.
And then like some rat comes and scares a cat and the cat grabs the rat and they crash into the statue and it tips over and falls to pieces.
Tom and Jerry?
And it took you 5 years, but that it won't. It's done.
Cherry Garcia.
That's what it's like. It's the same thing.
It is. It's pretty messed up.
Someone knocks over your stone statue.
Oh,
that's the same.
It's the same thing. Because you work to get it.
Same data.
It's pretty bad. It is pretty bad.
Because you're creating, like Runner said, like you're not only
just creating,
playing and building your character, but you're creating.
You are creating.
It's like attached to your life, you know?
Yeah.
This is a part of your life. This character is not just a character. It is you.
It is you within yourself and you're creating this whole content and this whole world that you build up to only get either deleted, erased, unplugged, squished on, burnt. Whatever happened to it, it's tragic.
You know when you build a character and then like your friend or your family member comes over?
Yeah.
And he starts dogging on the character.
Oh, of course.
Making fun of him.
That's going to happen.
Man, that character looks stupid. Look at his stupid clothes. And you're like, hey. Man,
but is he speaking out of jealousy because he didn't get that far?
This avatar is a projection of my personality and me. And you know how that feels?
No wonder why it sucks.
Exactly. You know, when they think that it's clever
to
dog on your character because they know that it's dogging on you.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's kind of like a gray area.
Yeah, it's a little it's a little piece of your personality or of your own character. It might be a big piece. You could make it a big piece or a little piece or whatever piece you want to do of it. Or it might just be a character you created because that's what's the way you want to be later on in life.
Yeah, someone comes
and he's dogging
and
on it.
Man, look at his stupid haircut. He listens to stupid music.
Yeah,
you're gonna get mad. You're gonna be like,
colors.
Hey, man,
why you
that
know,
character's
why
you... me, dude. That character's me, and you know it. Like, you better stop playing.
And it looks exactly like you, and you have it, you know, the hair and the facial hair,
the
or
shoes,
non-facial hair,
facial
the color
hair,
of shoes you wear,
the
style
color
of pants you wear, the shirt, your favorite shirt, the
skin color,
everything. It's down to the detailed, and they say your character looks like ass.
So your character looks dumb. They start making fun of your character. So we're going to relate that to losing saved data. So,
and it's the same thing.
So it's, losing saved data
it's
is kind of also a gray area of anger.
It is.
Anguish.
It is. I agree.
Because you can't be mad at yourself. You can't be mad at the video game. You can't be mad at anything except for this gray area of where you lost 3 years of video game saved data.
Yeah, it's pretty
bad.
3 years. It's pretty. That's.
But I'll tell you what's
up.
Bad too. Losing an hour. Losing an hour is bad.
Losing an hour is bad. Losing hours of hard video game labor and man, just putting your soul inside the game and digging deep and discovering new things, unlocking features that you never had unlocked again. And you lose it all. You lose it all. Oh. You unlock every feature in the full game. And you lose it all. That's pretty depressing. It's pretty sad.
It's pretty sad.
It is. And then...
Makes me want to take a commercial break. But, yeah. But we can't. Now, we got to keep going.
Yeah, we got to keep going.
That's just how sad it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, look at everybody. Too. The point me is too. That losing 10 minutes of unsaved games sucks.
It does.
So you, as the listener, listening to the Runner and Gunner video game podcast. Monday morning podcast that comes on every Monday morning,
the greatest podcast
can
in the
feel
world.
How it feels to lose save data that is hours long or
man,
even days
forever long.
Or in some cases losing years of save data. And video game save data.
See, so for newer video
games.
It game
can be detrimental in people, business world. In the business world, you lose 3 years of save data, your business is done.
Yeah. And so for the newer heads, it's more like your data gets corrupted and you lose your files. But for the older gaming heads, they used to have, we used to have actually, cards, and you have to inject the card into your system, and that could even get corrupted. And when that happened, man, it was
remember?
A freaking, ugh.
I remember when it used to happen.
It did happen.
Epic Games also.
And they used to just get corrupted for no freaking reason, and you want to strangle the game, but can't do anything about it, really.
Ubisoft also, I mean, not
Ubisoft.
Epic Games. They have like issues with their internet that sometimes erases everything that you worked on.
And for our people that, you know, lower income people, I mean, I was one of them. I'm not going to lie. I wasn't a rich kid growing up. And so I had to buy the off-brand memory cards. And sometimes those off-brand memory cards from overseas,
man. They
wouldn't even give you the correct amount of safety. Let's say like 8 megabytes.
Safety?
And yeah, you only get like a couple blocks. And then not only that, but sometimes you would play for hours and hours. And then one day you plug in your memory card. Gone. Gone? Gone.
Gone? Like how? Gone? It got fried? It got fried.
It's, yeah, it just ate itself. It ate, it, yeah, I don't know.
Cheap chips,
it
cheap
ate
plastic,
itself,
you
yeah.
know, whatever.
Yeah. Or even if you accidentally stepped on it, crushed it, anything. It was, and.
Let's go back to losing save data on your NES cartridge. I mean, we're saying you
man.
Got Mario World. Part 3. You got Mario 3, Mario World.
You're talking about NES? You're talking about Nintendo Entertainment
NES,
System?
NES, Mario 3.
The original
3. Remember it had
1980s,
files,
80s? The three, first video game files. Console. The first big video game console is you're talking about.
That one.
After Atari.
After Atari. Mario 3 had save data, and so did Zelda. If you want to get real technical, Zelda had save data.
Oh, yeah, it did. Oh, man.
Yep.
I actually
I think
played
Final
that
Fantasy
game.
Also had save data.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy 1, 2, and 3.
And it would be like to be continued, which is cool. It's a cool feature for that time.
And people put their lives into Zelda, and especially
man.
Final Fantasy.
And Zelda was hard. Final Fantasy was hard, but
people
Zelda
are still,
was hard.
To this day, putting their lives into Final Fantasy
yeah.
1, 2, and 3, discovering it
yes.
and discovering new things and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's true.
Sometimes.
It's true.
That, like Runner said, that chip on your Nintendo NES would get corrupted.
Inside.
And it would
inside.
Erase all the files. It
and
would.
That, all that is inside the video game. So if anything happens to your video, like, of course, we all know the struggles, blowing in the cartridge, wiping it with alcohol and a Q-tip. We all know that. We all did that, and we lived it. But at the same time,
yes.
when that didn't work, and then you would try and put two cartridges on top of each other, and you still get that green, red, orange, yellow, whatever screen, but then it would work, and you only to find that everything's erased. From existence.
Oh, man, it happened.
Just like Doc Brown's.
I'm certain it happened to me in my day. It would just, like, I don't know. I don't. And in fact, you know what I think it was? Like, if that did happen, your friend would warn you. He'd be like, it's a corrupt cartridge.
Yes.
However, there's nothing we could have done, you know? Especially back in those primitive video game days.
Yes, exactly. There was nothing.
Like, there wasn't even an answer. There was no answer. There was no intelligence behind why it happened.
Yeah, really. They didn't. And there's nothing. You can't call Nintendo and be like,
yeah,
what happened? You
they
can't
were in
do
Japan,
that.
Strictly in Japan, too, at that time.
And I'm pretty sure they had some kind of
now
copyright
they got America,
laws.
Mexico,
about
everywhere
that.
Now. And they have laws, yeah.
And even now, if you have a Nintendo Switch and you say your Switch save file is corrupt, that happens.
Exactly.
That happens, and it's in an internal problem, and you have to factory reset, what happens? But there's an option to where you could factory reset without save data or with. And say you did it with save data, but it's still not there. So there's nothing you could do.
It's you can't, done. Oh, man.
There's no way to recover it.
Oh, man. I want
all that hard work. No
I'm
way.
Crying, audience. My bad. Okay. So what about when you see files and you don't know what they are and then you delete them and then you go back into the game and then you go, uh-oh.
I deleted the wrong files.
What did I delete?
Man.
And you don't even know what you deleted that erased your files. And you did it to yourself out of pure naivety.
Because how do you know what all these weird letters and numbers mean? You don't know what that means. Or a weird language or something that you don't... It's just a... You don't know what you erased. You have no clue what it was.
It makes me sad, everybody. Losing save data, it's a thing. But buying cheap memory cards and those cheap memory cards frying and erasing your save data, that's probably the worst.
That is horrible.
Besides losing business data.
And then they claim that they hold more storage than the original.
And they would.
Which is
64
they would,
whatever
but
megabytes.
They would only last half the time that the originals would last. So I'm not supporting, you know, all their to buy their cards, but I pretty much think the best thing would be to buy the original cards that went with that console to
Oh man, I'm just remembering something. I did have a Nintendo 64 purple memory card. It was a bank. It was like a big jar in the back of the the controller and you jammed it in.
Uh-huh. I remember those and the rumble
settings.
Pack as well, right?
And it came with the rumble pack.
Oh, it came with both. Okay.
And so then you would have switch have like these settings, 1, 2, 3, 4, and you'd tap them up and down and have more memory in each slot.
What would you use, the joystick or the little yellow thing? It was the joystick that you would move up and down to pick your...
No, I always use the whole controller.
No, but to move it up and down is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
the N64
was a joystick. I'd reach my thumb to the joystick.
Okay, it was the joystick that you move up and down to check your data.
Oh, no, it was on the memory card itself. PlayStation had them too. Remember, it was a switch on the memory card.
Yeah,
like, here's the controller, and here's the memory card. But on the memory card... It had a, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, and you...
Yeah, slots. Different slots. Yeah,
and
I remember that.
So, eventually...
Different slots of memory.
After years of use, that memory card got corrupt.
Ugh.
And it did start erasing data.
Oh.
And it did erase some large files of mine. Oh,
just
I got another one.
Just a freaking slap to the face.
Specifically, No Mercy, WWF. I played this game.
Tell us about it.
I played it so much.
Tell us more.
I played it so much that I downloaded it on an emulator.
Let him know, Gunner. How did it go?
And I started beating
it. So how far did you get it? Like, what did you do in this game? What did you accomplish? How big were your accomplishments in this game? And how proud were you that you accomplished this stuff?
So I got it for the N64, and I was very happy about it.
Once again, tell them the game so they don't forget.
WWF No Mercy for the N64, everybody.
There it is. What year? Do you remember the year
of
the game?
I felt accomplished.
You remember the year of the game?
When I bought it.
Or the who was on the cover? Do you remember who was on the cover?
The Rock.
The Rock. Okay, the one where he's holding the, where he's like that with his fist in the air?
It's another one. It's
okay,
the Rock
it's another
and
one.
Kane, I think. Rock
Kane.
And
Kane, okay, man.
And
the Rock
on the
was
N64
young.
Cartridge.
This was the young Rock. This
young is... Rock with the $1,000 shirts when he used to wear the $1,000 shirts back in the 90s.
Oh, man.
It was
this
a lot of money.
Must have been one of his first games, too. Another interesting fact, you know, that you
it
had
was.
That game
it was
and
his,
it was one of his first
it
games.
It was his very first game.
Wow, see? That's a good thing right there.
Very second game, my bad.
Still. That's still at the before he even didn't have a twinkle in his eye about acting. He
this game actually
nothing
made him,
about
you know?
Acting. He was just a Rock. He was just a WWE superstar and following in his dad's footsteps. He didn't know he was going to be this famous actor later on. He's more known for acting now. Nobody knows about his WWE career.
Or his video game career.
Or especially that. So go on with the story. Sorry about that. Just wanted to
lay
down the facts.
I bought it. I played it. I beat it.
Wow.
About 70%. The game erased everything. And mind you, this game's story mode is very complex. It's got like a hierarchy of levels that you have to take by winning or losing a match.
So in story mode, do you play the Royal Rumble as well? Rumble Royale?
I think the story mode starts off with the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
And then that determines how cool you are and whether you deserve a
championship
match.
Oh, okay, I see. But that's your rookie season anyway, so they probably won't give you your championship match your first year unless you're super good and super undefeated or something like that.
But you're right, because I think you have to pass 2 Royal Rumbles to proceed in the story. No. More if you take a different path, you know?
So anyways, you did these two Royal Rumbles. You unlocked the championship mode, the hard mode, and you're saying you got the Intercontinental first, right?
So, and then on top of that, I bought everything. And money is, like, scarce in
this
game.
Saying you bought the add-ons as well, like shirts, the extra
masks,
moves. Arenas. See this, people? This is a lot of money he spent extra for this game. So listen up very closely.
Not real money. Video game money.
Still. You had to earn that.
Either way,
it was earned, just like real money.
BC.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. It was the cartridge. It just one day was gone.
Like blank? Like just black or just no?
Just back to zero. Back to the very first step.
Also, but your video game turned on. But your save data was long gone, is what you're saying.
Long gone.
Goodbye. Oh, rest its soul, huh? It's never going to return. That stuff, see, that's...
It makes me want to cry.
These are true stories.
Bye-bye.
We're not making this stuff up, people. We don't just make up stuff on the Runner Gunner show. We tell you the truth, and we give you reality. And this is Gunner's true story, and it's pretty sad. I'm getting sad just talking about it.
Yeah, I know. That's all I have to say about that, is that this game, which was hard, put a lot of time into it, for just the cartridge to just be damaged and reset.
Wow.
Like, it's nobody's fault. It's that gray area's fault of anger, you know?
But how about, was your memory card still working, or did it corrupt the whole memory card, or just the cartridge was messed up itself?
Honestly,
do you remember the issue?
It goes back to the old school rules. This cartridge is de facto.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Man, all those hours. And did you ever play the game again, is the question.
Yeah, but never the story. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I think I might have tried the story again, but, you know, it might have done it.
It's just not the
it
same.
It might have erased it already.
I think the same thing,
the
part
cartridge,
two.
Cartridge, you know, it was the cartridge.
Nah, but that happens. That happens.
I'm actually scared to even buy another No Mercy, WWF No Mercy cartridge for the N64 and play it with the N64 that I have. I'm actually scared to even do that.
Yes.
Because of what the trauma.
I think it might eat it again.
I know.
It's going to eat it again.
Yep.
The freaking, yeah.
It is de facto'd. I still got it. I still
the
got
hungry,
that cartridge.
Hungry,
you want to borrow it?
No, thank you.
Any audience out there who wants to borrow this cartridge and test it for themselves, just email us. The Runner and Gutter Show at gmail.com.
Running Gunner Show at gmail.com, that is. And
not
you guys,
the Gmail, but
you
just
could also
Gmail.
Give us your reactions to the story, too, whatever you think. Did you think that Gunner could have did something different, or what do you think, guys? Just give us any of your opinions out there.
How can you prevent losing save data? Well, now we have the time machine.
Only you can prevent losing
data. Be
careful.
That time machine doesn't save everything. You also got, like, backup files that you could...
Now they have backup files,
app, yeah.
But you don't want to do it. I mean, who wants to actually go on their computer, have a backup file, put... It's,
no one wants to do that.
But you have to put your
sign
USB
up,
into... Yeah.
Sign up for the app.
Sign up for the app.
Maybe
do all
put
this
a credit card
this.
Number in some cases.
Some cases, you gotta give them your money and then plug your USB into your computer and make a little folder for it and save it there. And then it's just a big headache, actually. People.
There's no really way to stop losing save data, because some of it could just be pure stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
But what we can say is, don't save things for too long.
Yeah.
You know, anything saved more than 3 weeks, it should be shipped onto a memory card.
Seriously.
And put away. And if it's that important, 2 memory cards.
Yeah, if you like it that much. And it's, yeah, exactly. If it's
in case of a video game,
big time,
you should be on that save button. You know, if it's that important to you, if you're doing some hard work and some hard farming, some hard harvesting.
Yes.
Then you need to be on every match. Every battle needs to be saved.
Every freaking battle.
Yep.
Just do it. Just save it
after
a big boss.
Every sack, you know.
Every sack, every freaking touchdown, everything. Every
exactly.
Every time you unlock
step
a character.
Step of the way. Fortnite. I mean, Fallout. Remember Fallout?
Fallout.
Mm-hmm. Remember what happens if you don't save in Fallout? Your character gets crushed.
And you lose it and you go all the way back.
And then you have to wait for the 5 hours of loading.
Oh,
before
that too.
It just resets 5 minutes.
Yeah,
so
I remember that.
The loading time is longer than your gameplay.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It
so
is.
Do you really want to lose save data in a game like that? Or what about when you cross through doors? on like PlayStation games.
Resident Evil, for example.
5 hours of loading.
5 hours of loading, man.
And so we're saying you're going in and out of doors 5 hours here, five hours there. Collecting all the gold, all the chests.
And remember in Resident Evil 1, the typewriter, you got to go to a typewriter. And yeah. What if you do all this stuff and you forgot to hit a typewriter?
Oh,
what if you don't have a blue ribbon or some ink? You had to have an ink to save
Resident
it.
Evil's
so
that
if
first
you
game,
ran
that
out of ink,
started screwing with people.
Yeah, Resident Evil, it was bad. I've gotten really, really far and didn't have an ink thing.
And died.
And then you have to forget it. You don't even want to play no more.
You don't even want to play.
After a couple
give that game
few
away.
Hours. Yeah, just yeah.
I'm good. I don't care about no stupid storyline. Nah, but it does happen.
It happens.
PlayStation
often.
Actually, Resident Evil was a game that like terrorized people with their save data.
They did.
But Fallout lets you freely save whenever you want, so it's your own dumb fault when you don't save it for like an hour or longer.
Yeah, if you don't have the autosave on, because it does have an autosave feature, but the autosave feature gets so annoying because then it just stacks up all your saves and takes up all your data, just like Skyrim has that as well, autosave. So I always, sometimes you got to take it off, the autosave is what we're saying. And then you got to remember to save, because what if you kill some bosses and then you just get to another, you just get ambushed and that's it.
But Runner was telling me earlier today that like you get caught up, you know, you get caught up in
the moment of
the
video
adrenaline
games. Yeah.
And so like sometimes that adrenaline, the video game adrenaline could last like 45 minutes.
It can. It will actually. It will last.
It will. You'll look at the clock, it'll be 6, and you'll be like, look at the clock a little later, it'll be like 7:25. You'll be like, what?
Whoa, what happened? Yeah. Yeah. Where did the time go? But I'm far. I've passed a few levels here and there.
And so from that hour and 25 minutes, you lose all that save data. That still sucks.
Oh,
we don't want that to happen to you. We don't want that to happen to us. And we don't want that to happen to you.
Yeah, we do not want that to happen to
anyone. I'd rather step and dog do you.
Me too. I'd rather throw my shoes out the door.
I'd rather slip in mud.
Yeah. White mud.
I'd rather...
White mud.
Crud.
Crud from, yeah. And then he has the freaking... all right.
Yep. I'd rather stub my toe. My little toe.
Ooh, that hurts.
Oh, man, maybe
not. Till it bleeds.
All right,
ouch!
If someone said, would you rather lose save data or stub your toe? Nah, I'd stub my toe. Because
Not hard. Depending how hard, though.
Losing save data from 3 hours ago
is like
stubbing your toe.
It's like a hammer to the toe.
Oh, 3 hours
hammer
time. Is a hammer time. An hour is just a stub.
Yeah, an hour is a stub, though.
Half
it's
an
still
hour
a lot.
Just a stub.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Oh, it's a lot. All right, everybody.
Points and all this stuff.
We gotta take a quick commercial break.
Yeah. Well, when we come back, we're going to stop talking about this subject because it is getting kind of sad. And we're going to get to some good stuff. We're going to get into some great stuff, actually.
We're going to give you more of how to prevent losing save data. And then we're going to be talking about football, sports,
and
beer.
Everything. Yeah,
and
all
bikinis.
The great.
Everybody out there, this is America. We're going for it. This is the Runner and Gunner podcast. And we'll be right back.
After these commercial breaks. Yep.
What's up, everybody?
It is Monday. It is the morning, and we want to send you back. How far?
Far back. Back before you lost your
to
save
your
data.
To your childhood. Before save data wasn't even a thing. You weren't worried
save
about
data
save data.
Wasn't even a thing. Before you played
anything.
Zelda.
Yeah. Before you played Mario. Before you played Sonic.
Before IBM existed.
Before everything.
And we want to let you think about how relaxing of a time that was. How beautiful it was tonight.
How carefree.
Care about those kind of things.
That life was for you in that point in
how
time.
Perhaps if there was no other problems, then all world's problems would be solved by not having saved data.
Yeah. And so what if you just play the game and
for
don't
fun?
Save it? Yeah, just play it.
Just for fun.
Get as far as you can and then quit.
What if you don't need to get every achievement on
that? You might not need to.
What if you don't need to beat every game you play?
You don't need to go to the boss every time.
I know.
What if you just play it?
We're talking some weird stuff right now. Saying that.
Yeah, we're pissing a lot of people off too.
But what if you live life in the fast lane?
Yeah, and you just kept going forward. You know, play this, put it down. Next game, play it, put it down. Next game,
play it, put it down.
And repeat.
Next game, play it, put it down. Make good.
And keep going and keep moving and motivating yourself to get out there and change the world.
We're telling you, everybody, that you need to get your feet off the ground, start walking to town.
Walk, walk.
Meeting people.
Guacamole.
Helping people. Loving life. Living life each day like it's awesome. And you're going to accept God's opportunities to you. And you're going to accept what you need to achieve and achieve it. Stop being such a crybaby porch jabroni.
Yeah.
Sitting on your couch like a potato. All day long. Well, I'm telling you out there, there's people plowing, like Runner and Gunner, and I, myself, we're all plowing into earth. We're all plowing into the minds of other people.
We're plowing on girls too.
You know why? Because this is the only chance you got. There's one. There's not a reset. There's no losing save data.
Uno.
Backup file.
One.
App. Let me hire some professional to save my life.
Yeah, we can't save our data. Your data is your data.
Which is your everyday agenda. So
you
don't lose it. Don't lose these opportunities.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, forget about the video games and the save data.
Yes,
start
exactly.
thinking about your life and treating your life like it's precious terabytes
yes.
of memory.
Start thinking about buying tacos and putting guacamole on it and salsa.
Yes.
On and top of it. Top it
off. Giving babies to your wife. Feeding your whole family with water and wine and
meat. Oh, yeah.
Giving your best friends the presents they deserve.
That's right.
Helping your family financially every step of the way.
All the way.
Still having more money for your family and the church of Jesus Christ. God bless you, everybody. Your life is not a video game.
Yeah, life.
Stop.
Life is real.
Losing saved data right now.
Yes, life saved data is the most precious saved data of your lifetime. You know, so don't. If you lose it, you lose it forever.
Start
so do not
saving it.
Do not
preciously.
Lose it. Yeah, every step, every
and compartments
daily,
in the heart.
Every day is like a little block of saved data. It's one block per day.
Yes.
And as those blocks build, you got to know that these saved data are
start
facts
building
and
them in
actual
the right spots.
And put them in the right save consoles. And your console is your soul. And you put your soul in that console. And what do? Make the best out of it and make that video game into the greatest game, which we know as life, that we are given.
Except for
every day.
God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit have gave us not only the console, but the game genie and put that soul into skin and flesh.
And it's up to you to unlock the secret codes. The secret codes are within you, but you got to figure out the codes of life. The codes of life are the directions that you want to go. And mostly they should be a positive direction. And
what
that's what we're aiming for you guys to go to.
These are the codes of life. Having success.
Success.
In your manliness.
Manly.
Having a woman.
Womanliness.
That you can have babies with.
And women.
Having babies.
Have
that
babies.
Are smart and good.
Yeah.
Having grandchildren.
Yes.
That are better than you.
Yes.
And having a life full of barbecues
joy.
And carne asada.
And don't forget to put guacamole and, salsa on your tacos.
Lots of chicken, because even
lots
angels
chicken.
Eat chickens.
Oh, man, chickens are good. I love chicken. All I love right. myself some, and some, what about quesadillas with, what about fajitas?
Oh, yes, hold on, right. Number six, okay. Having lots of parties.
Yeah.
You know, drug and alcohol-free parties. Number seven.
Yes.
Listening
make
to
sure the drugs
amazing
and alcohol are free.
Music with your ears, your physical body and
yes.
ears.
And don't only listen to it. Learn off of it. Just embrace it.
Well, that's number eight. Learning.
Learning off of everything you do and read.
So that's what we're saying, everybody. Listen to those numbers that Gunner just said because
there
I don't even
are.
Know what I just said.
Me
just
either.
Kidding.
But
I have these programmed in my
and
mind.
Say it again.
And we want you to program them in your mind because Runner and Gunner.
Runner and Gunner.
We read. We watch.
Yes, we do. We
books.
Gotta read.
The show that we're watching right now is a book.
Of course, it's called.
You know, book. The TV that we listen to is book. You know, a book.
Page 50.
Nonfiction. That's, you know.
Yeah, the news we watch is book. It's also on your phone. Everything's on your phone.
And
you got
free.
You got everything on your phone for free. You could just Google what the news is, and you could read about stuff instead of just being glued to the TV and letting them feed your brain a bunch of nonsense, which may not be facts. There may not be facts. And even what you read may not be facts, but at the same time, you got to unravel that puzzle. So unravel that puzzle and make it your own and make it great. Make life great. Make yourselves great and stay great. You know, just
stay great.
That's all we want for you guys. That's all we want for our audience.
Don't let Donald Trump ruin what you want to be great. Being great is, Donald Trump did not create greatness. You have greatness inside of you.
Did you say Joe Schmo or...
It was a word far before the cavemen existed. Great is an emotion.
And so his
awesomeness
new name
is an emotion. It's a physicality that you invest in yourself like a video game cartridge, and you play yourself as the best main character you could be.
And that's got a new name for the President of the United Data. States. We all love him, but his new name is Sloppy Joe. And why do we call him Sloppy Joe?
Because he's got wrinkly fingers.
He's got fingers like hamburger meat. And his face, well, I don't want to go too far into it because people will get angry. But anyway, Sloppy Joe, he never had a J.
Everybody out there, hey, remember the Sega Genesis? Sega Genesis had a lot of games with save data.
Had
Saga Frontier, Final Fantasy.
All the Sonics.
All the role-playing games.
Oh, they had some cool Shinobi games, wow, too.
Audience out there, help me out. What are some other great role-playing games from Sega Genesis?
What about
Genesis?
Kid Chameleon? That was cool, too.
Hold on, what about you? Do you know what are some great role-playing games from Sega Genesis?
Role-playing? Final Fantasy? You already said that one?
Yeah.
Grandia.
No, I don't know. Audience, you got to help me.
There's some. There's a lot of them, but...
There's many.
There's so many.
On the Sega Genesis, there's like more than ever. So, audience, you go ahead and tell us what is a very good role-playing game, RPG, for the Sega Genesis.
The best RPG.
The best
tell
one.
Us. Yeah, give us your top five, and then next week we can announce the winners of those top five. We're going to do a poll. So, we're going to give you guys a full week to give us those five, and then we will announce the winner and their names next week on the Runner and Gunner podcast.
Yes, and so now we're just going to tell you a few systems that you need to save your data for. So, number one, if you got a Nintendo 64.
Save your data. Number two, it has to be PS2, PlayStation 2.
If you got a PlayStation 2.
If you got a PlayStation 2, save your data.
Hey, look, I know it's new, but if you got a PlayStation 5, then you definitely need to.
You have to.
Save your data.
If you have a PlayStation 3 as well, and it gets corrupted, you did not.
Save your data. Look, if you have a PC that you bought off of Amazon or eBay, and you're trying to
whether
put a bunch
of... Whether it's mini, whether it's a big laptop, whether it's a 10-inch,
whether it's book, whether it's 10-inch, 21-inch...
What do they got to do, Gunner? They
well,
got to
save your data.
So everybody out there, that was our Save Your Data little segment that you guys need to know, and we're doing that for you just to... we're doing it for you guys because we want you guys to save it. And if you don't save it, don't blame us when you're all pissed off and you're hitting your console. You're hitting the floor. Whatever you're hitting something. Might as well sock yourself in the head if you don't know how to do it right. We told you already. But anyways, we love you guys out there. And Lenny's, we love you guys especially even more.
Everybody, you heard about No Shave November?
That's right.
Well, there's a new sensation going around on Channel 5 News and Google Internet and Yahoo and Bing. There's a new sensation. It's trending on TikTok and Instagram, and that is
announcing
No Smack November. No smacking smack.
You remember the cereal smacks? It's not around anymore. So no, don't smack.
No grazing and smacks.
And everybody, you know, keep your hands to yourselves, guys, at least this month. I know she might be a beep, but don't smack her.
Don't smack this month.
We're talking to you, Chris Brown.
Like, put the smacker down. Go outside without smacking.
Oh, we love Chris Brown.
And live a smack-free life.
Smack-free, yeah, smack-free. You know, not
look what
that
it did
junk
to Bradley Knoll. Look what it did to Scott Weiland. Look what it did to Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain.
Ugh. You don't want to happen to you, do you?
Hey.
Well, no smack November.
And everybody's asking, But Keith Richards did it. Why can't I do it?
Well, he's got the Keith. He's got the Ozzy gene.
And Ozzy Osbourne did it.
That means he's invincible.
Yeah, that means you could bite.
Few people have it.
Yeah, you could bite Batman's face off and still live. Yep. Then you're all right.
Yeah.
What about The Rock? He did SmackDown. And he
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, Hulkster. I mean, man.
But also, then again, look what it did to Ultimate Warrior and Eddie Guerrero.
That's right. They are no longer with
Some
us.
Some people are.
Rest their souls. We love them. We love them.
I guess like when you're like 6'7".
And so when we speak of smack, we're not only talking about the actual, you know, the big one. We're always talking about the roids and the H1, the H-bomb and the roids and all that other, you know, the C-cane, the candy cane, all that crazy stuff. We don't want you to do any of that. You don't need to inject unless you're being injected by a physician, somebody in the healthcare department.
And even
but
then,
besides that,
you should probably eat some fruit and take a walk.
You should do that. Definitely.
However, in case it's real bad, then you got to do what you got to do.
But, yeah, No Smack November.
No Smack November. Also brought to you by No Smoke November, which we already know that it's No Smoke November.
Smoking.
And No Shave November. And you can go ahead and Google it or look it up on TLC or BMT or Channel E or whatever stupid
or
channel
NWA.
Some idiot's watching on the news. Just look it up. Follow that stupid idiot. He's talking about No Smack November.
But what this is not, it is not No Save November. Because you got to remember to
save your data. All right, everybody. We got to go. It is time. But before we go,
yeah, we
got
to go. Sorry,
everybody's
guys.
Favorite
they're
part of the show.
They're bugging us. We got to go. Sorry.
Everybody's
I know you guys
want
us to stay,
show.
But we got
to
go. Bye-bye.
Your favorite part of the show.
Everybody. My favorite part of the show, too, man. And what is it called, Gunner?
It
we
is called
call this the...
Yay! Congratulations!
To the Texas Rangers!
To the Texas Loving Rangers!
World Series champions! And now they're holding the championship banner above their heads and they could say, we are the best in baseball for the 2023 season. They did it! Congratulations to every single player, manager, owner, everybody out there in Texas. Congratulations to you guys in Arlington. And yes, Corey Seager, an ex-Dodger, in fact, won the World Series MVP. So congratulations to him. Congratulations to the Rangers. And now we got a new head coach of the Raiders. He's an interim head coach. But he is new and he is in there. But what he's doing is going to change the game. He's going to change everything. So we're going to see a whole new head coach. Not only that. Jimmy Garoppolo is out. Jimmy G, goodbye. And hello to the rookie QB. Rookie QB, let's kick some butt. Get Devontae Adams active in there. And everything's going to be great. So we're looking forward to this NFL week coming and next week. But this week, it's also happening. So get ready. Raiders Giants happening at 1 o'clock. And you guys, we already know the outcome. But it was amazing. It was amazing. I got to tell you.
All right.
What's going on with the entertainment world? Gunner or WWE? Is there anything going on in wrestling?
Well, you know, some other news in the world of sports, wide world of sports. Police recover valuables from Colorado locker room theft at Rose Bowl.
Oh, that was Deion Sanders and his crew.
Deion Sanders
got robbed. So yep. They got it back.
Mark Zuckerberg shares photos from the hospital after injuring himself while training for the MMA.
Whoa. That's hilarious, but great at the same time. Go on, Zuckerberg. We're hoping you heal fast.
Kyrie Irving makes NBA history in Mavis Nuggets game.
The Mavs and the Nugs, huh? Yeah, that was a great game, too. Yeah, we were watching that the other night. I think the Nuggets ended up winning, so I don't know what kind of history he did. We got to look that up. We got to look deeper into it, but he did make history as a Denver Mavs.
Monumental asking D.C. for $600 million for Capital One Arena.
Whoa!
That's what people are saying. Sources are saying.
Wait a minute. Did you say $600 million? $1 million.
All right, everybody. Also, many video games coming out. The Metal Gear Solid video game came out.
Oh, yeah. We haven't even done them yet. We're going to do reviews. Reviews to come.
Also, the Batman trilogy video game is coming out soon.
Spider-Man is out, but exclusively for PlayStation.
PlayStation 5 only.
I mean, they should release it to other consoles, but it's PlayStation 4 and 5 only. And what else do we got? Oh, Mario. Mario Wonder.
Which Runner already beat.
It's a great game. We're going to do those reviews. And we still got Sonic the Hedgehog came out.
Sonic the Hedgehog also came out.
And we got many more games coming out right before Christmas and perfectly in time for Christmas.
Right in October. Many DLC content.
Oh, man.
Much is going on in the entertainment video game world. But in the entertainment world, SAG is still on strike. Look. They got a potential
SAG.
Negotiations, agreements.
Let's get it together, SAG.
However, the producers have exclaimed that this is the last deal that they're going to do. No more negotiations. What does that mean if this deal fails? I don't know.
And on a late, possibly, no, this is possibly, but Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather possibly are working on a fight next month before the year ends. We might see Pacquiao and Mayweather in the ring again. Even though they're old, it's still exciting.
All right, everybody. Do these names ring a bell? Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Buffalo Bills.
The Bills.
Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Oh, wait. That name is racist. I thought we changed it.
No, I love that name.
We're not going to call it the Chiefs no more. It's politically incorrect. We're going to call them the Powers.
How about Running with the Chiefs?
Kentucky Powers. Because it's racist. Don't worry, Lenny's. I got
your
back.
They're already called Kentucky Fried Chicken. How can we change that?
I got the Lenny's back.
Wait a minute. How about we call them the KFC Colonels?
I got you. That's still racist.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
Chargers.
Solid.
Rendered and not responsible for any injuries, postponements, or collateral that may occur during our post segments of our entirety of the show. You are now or have been listening to. We would like to add any involvement with similar subjects in the show are completely coincidental and may or may not be facts.